Wow. This is going to be the first episode I am dropping since the last one. Certainly will not be the last one I'll be dropping. So stay tuned in throughout the rest of this week and see what, you know, we have in store. And let God heal your heart through this podcast. So, and first things first, I want to say thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being a part of this journey and the highs, the lows, the ins, the outs, and just listening and helping yourself heal through my words. Well, not really my words, but God's words, and, you know, through the word, and also seeking God for yourself and using this to guide you along your journey somewhat. And yeah, this here episode, though, y'all, has been in the makes, in the works for, I guess, like, since the last episode dropped, you guys. And it's been in the works for a minute. Why didn't I put it out sooner? You guys will probably find out in the last episode that we dropped for the year. But you know what? Suspense is great. But God is greater. So, I'll give you guys a little bit of insight. After, by his stripes, you know, life kind of took a different turn. I had a lot going on. Not ever so much so to the point that I cannot and will not and do not do that which I've been set here to do, you know? It was enough, though, to kind of, like, have me sit out for a little bit, which God will do that in seasons, in order to cause me personally to refocus and realign and just, you know, be adaptable. And I thank him for it, because there's no way I'd be able to feed y'all and also glean. Because half the time, if not all the time, that I'm dropping an episode, I'm learning through the process as well, and I'm going through it with Christ. So I'm sharing my life notes with you guys. Glory be to God. And per usual, as you already know, if you're not new here, you already know we start off with the word of prayer. And for those of you that are new, by the way, you guys, thank you so much for everybody that shared and clicked the link and whatnot, because I want you to know y'all don't go unnoticed. I see you. Even though I don't know you guys personally, I do see the engagement and I really do appreciate it. Thank you for sticking with Featuring the Fam, and thank you for sticking with me. Testimony is your host. I love you and Jesus loves you more. Now let's get into it. Heavenly Father, we glorify your holy name and we thank you, Lord. I thank you that every time that I stepped away, I stepped into your presence, Lord. I thank you that every time I step back in here, I'm stepping with you, Lord, and that you use me as the vessel to speak through to your people, Lord. I thank you that the words that I speak are not of my own accord, but that which you will me to speak, and you have permitted that I speak. Lord, I thank you for letting my experiences and also the things that I have just gleaned from other sermons and people's lives and everything else be a guide, in a sense, to the point that I'm able to knit it all together with you in every, you know, stitch, in order to place it before your people and help edify them and also help me grow as well. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you have placed within us when it comes to your word. And Father, we ask for the Holy Spirit right now to just breathe on this podcast, to just breathe on this episode, to just breathe on the hearts and ears and minds of those listening, Lord. And that you reveal to us that which needs to be revealed and help us receive that which is to be received and planted, and keep the enemy from coming through and snatching up the word which you are sowing into our hearts in this very moment, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Glory. You guys, this episode is about being secure in him. Yeah, we touching on insecurities, and I know you remember the worthy episode. And because of that, and because of other things, I'm back here again, touching on it and kind of making a connection between the two and reminding you that we are already secure in him, in Christ, in our Lord and Savior. Therefore, there is no room for the insecurities. You have no need for it. I have no need for the insecurities, be it from myself or from the outside world projecting it onto me, right? Because when I recognized my identity in Christ, I realized that I had been more powerful than the enemy really had me thinking that I wasn't. And the truth of the matter is, when you recognize your worth and you know your identity in Christ, there will be spiritual attacks on you, and there will be people that will come your way that will try to tear you down in a sense and also build you back up in a way. Either way, we're not fooling with the tomfoolery, my brothers and sisters in Christ, because why? Those are still attacks from the enemy, because there is no way that our Father, the Lord God Almighty, speaks to us in a way that will break us down, when in reality, his correction is really and truly love. And there is no such thing as abuse when it comes to the Father, because he is the Holy of Holies, and in him there is no sin. And he already conquered sin. And through him, we are more than conquerors. Like, let's be for real, right? So, a couple of things I need us to realize as we dive into this here episode right now. I realized time and time again that I not only had I battled with insecurities, but also that when I had healed from them, right, I had to become airtight with my environment. Because it is your due diligence to protect your environment while you are still healing. And I'd still been healing, right? And you owe it to yourself in every state that you're in to be aware, to be active, and to be intentional. Especially when we're talking about guarding your heart, focusing on God, and letting him be the one to affirm you, and letting him lead you to the people that you need to be around, and letting him lead those people, if you're like me, letting him lead those people into your life. And mind you, just like that parable that Jesus told of how the master planted wheat, and the enemy came in the night and planted weeds. So the wheat and the weeds grew together. It's the same way that just as God is sending people into your life, the enemy is sending people too. Now this is where the discernment is key in guidance and walking with the Lord literally hand in hand time and time again. I tell you, will be the discerner of it all. The Holy Spirit will help you discern. He will be the discerner and guide you through it. So let's get right into it, guys. I had been giving a definition of what insecurities are. And I find this to be very interesting because I doubt I've seen this definition elsewhere. Insecurities are warped perceptions of oneself, usually formed early on, and are either highlighted by peers, family, the media, and colleagues, or are formed when you do get into the when you are in the environment, when you are in society, and all these different people get to have a say on what your hair is supposed to be like, how your clothes are supposed to look, what your skin is supposed to be like, how tall you're supposed to be, how fit you're supposed to look, How your smile is so, like, why do people have so many ideations and, like images of what the next person should be like, when I know for a fact that, and you know for a fact, because as children of God and being in the Word, we know that the Bible says beauty is fleeting, charm is deceptive, and what matters really is character. I'm not saying that God is going to have us be ugly, because physically, because need I remind you, are made in his image. And yes, that did mean characteristically. At the same time, I believe that also meant physically, because as far as I'm concerned, I know I'm not ugly. And I know you're not ugly, right? It doesn't mean that everybody will find us attractive, though. I'm not attractive to everybody that I meet. And not everybody that I meet is attractive to me. And God wouldn't have you be with a partner that you are not and will not be attracted to. He's not like that. Let's be for real. There is no lesson to be learned in that, and the other person gets hurt. And God wouldn't ever put his children in a situation that'll cause them deep scars and deep wounds that seem almost irreparable for them. But with God, nothing is impossible. So therefore, all things are repairable for him. Nonetheless, though, the enemy will cause that to happen, and it will, as a device, as a way to take however much time he could take from you, to the point that you will not be able to function as Christ has designed you to, right? Watch. And he does this through the people that he sends, the enemy sends, because these people will have the tendency to build you up just to break you down, in hopes that they've become closer with you, and in hopes that it's had an effect, and which will result to forming a closeness. Because when you feel as though, mind you, I'm not talking about myself, because I wouldn't ever do this. I don't do it. I'm not interested in being a part of it. I have recognized, though, that there are people that will be in your life and will encourage you sometimes and hurt you sometimes with their words. And you continue to foster this relationship with this person, only for it to be that you are actually forming a trauma bond, which ultimately is abuse. Let's be for real, right? It is letting other people define you and project their ideations, expecting to either damage, control, or cause you to conform. Because, mind you, anything that is not from the Bible and isn't the Word of God and isn't properly interpreted isn't of God. Because there are times, and I've been guilty of this in my past, there are times that I definitely try to glean from the word and cause the Bible to agree with me, when the reality is I'm supposed to be coming into agreement with my Bible. Because all this existed before my time, before I came into existence. So why would I really sit here? And as relevant as it is today, there is no reason and there is no way as to why I'd be able to sit here and try to manipulate the word of God into agreement with myself, as opposed to letting the word of God do the work in me and through me and with my heart to come into agreement with it. So that way we're able to fully understand and merge with and merge in alignment with God's will. Because at the end of the day, there is no other way besides him being that he is the way, the truth, and the life, right? And when you have healed, there is this thing called imposter syndrome, which is the belief that you're not really deserving of the good things that you've been blessed with, which I have suffered from for a little bit, right? In the very beginning, I had it down bad. Like, I really had it down bad. And as time went on, and as God revealed himself to me more and more, I'd been affirmed. And I'd been corrected and I've been healed from it all through to the point recently, which obviously I didn't realize that I might have still suffered or battled with imposter syndrome because I hadn't fully given it up in different areas of my life to God. So when blessings did fall in those areas, I struggled a little bit with accepting it. Why? Because, I mean, yes, I am deserving of it. Nonetheless, though, somehow I had let the enemy have a foothold and a stronghold in that area of my life with my heart in the way that I had loved and received love, causing it to kind of choke it in a sense, right? But we thank God for deliverance and we thank him for grace. And we thank him for renewing and rejuvenation. And we thank him for healing overall. So with this, I'd like us to go to Ephesians. Psalms 112, verse 8. And it is written in Psalms 112, verse 8 from the NIV version that their hearts are secured, they will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. My focus for that particular verse, because there is a semicolon, is the first half of it. Their hearts are secured, they will have no fear, right? And it is talking about those who fear the Lord and who find great delight in his commands, right? In order to find great delight in God's commands, you have to really truly understand the way that he loves you and how loved you are by him. In order for it to be delightful for you to align with the will of God and not just seeing it as a command as like, oh, do this, do this, do this. No, that's different. You would feel more like a robot or like a slave just doing it without your heart involved in it. And one thing about the Lord is that it is impossible to please God without faith. And he requires that you love him. You have to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. Right? Because at the end of the day, in order to delight in his commands and in order to fear the Lord, which is really talking about a deep reverence. In order to have a deep reverence for the Lord and in order to delight in his commands, you have to be secure in him and secure in the love that he has for you. Leaning into him, leaning and listening for him, knowing and truly trusting that the Lord will never, ever, ever. I have never, ever been led astray by the Lord. Not one time have I ever listened to his word and listened for his word, be it through the Bible or through my time with him and communion with him, because mind you, the perfect way to listen for God and listen to God is through his word. Why? Because it's already written. Not only is it written, it will not return void unto him. And God communicates with us different ways, but the main way that you'll ever be able to really and truly communicate with our Lord is by and through his word. And then he will begin to reveal himself in different ways, manifest himself in different ways outside of his word to really and truly show you that he is not just confined. He cannot be confined. And that is very important for us to remember. So I'll say this. As individuals and as units, in marriages, in friendships, however, in community, it is important that when we're confronted with these feelings of insecurity, it is important to share them with one another. Not just share them with one another, but also encourage each other in the Lord. Remind ourselves of whose we are. Because at the end of the day, there will be one too many attacks. And the devil can really only do the same thing over and over again. He's a repeater. Like, he can't find new ways. It's just that we forget the ways that he uses to attack us. Because need I remind you, the Bible also says we battle not against flesh and blood. Right? And It literally says in the word that for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And we are therefore to put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, we may be able to stand our ground, and after we have done everything, to stand. Right? The day of evil comes literally in different ways every day. Nonetheless, though, when we have the full armor of God on, we are protected in every way. It starts within our hearts and our minds too, though. And that verse is from Ephesians 6, verses 12 through 13. And I would just like to close this out with a word of prayer. So we all know better moving forward, and I would like to remind you guys to listen to the Worthy episode once again, lest you forget that you really and truly are loved by God, literally. And the only way we are able to love him is because he first loved us. So let's bow our head and close our eyes, and you know the drill, lest you need your eyes and your hands, you gotta close them. And you gotta, you know, get in position. Heavenly Father, Lord, we bless your holy name and we glorify you. Lord, I thank you that I've been able to, you know, let it be known through your word that you have been merciful and you've been gracious, and that we are secure in you, and that we are to guard our hearts really and truly. Why? Because just as you send people into our lives that will love us and help us heal, the enemy is sending people that will also do more harm than good, Lord, and damage us in ways that we feel are irreparable, and cause us to latch on to that instead of leaning into your word and latching on to that which you have sent to do, and to that which you have sent into our lives for us to heal. This is not to say that you have sent people to heal us, but you have sent people that will encourage us and love on us through you, which will ultimately bring about that healing that you so desire for us to have within our communities, within ourselves, and with our friends and families and the body of Christ as a whole. Lord, I pray that these people listening, Lord, that they be healed through your word, Lord. And I pray that their hearts become whole in you, with you, and through you, God, so that they'll be able to give out this love without a filter. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over their hearts to heal it, to heal the deepest parts that they've kept so hidden for so long, the parts of their hearts and their minds that they feel and they felt as though would never see the light of day. Lord, I'm included in this. So please heal the parts of me that I've kept hidden and that I keep hidden. So much so to the point that I say to myself, it's literally only between you and I, Lord. Heal me of these things that I've hidden for so long, to the point that I've let it cause me pain and anguish to the point that it seems irreparable. Because I know that with you and in you and through you, there is nothing that is impossible. And you are the healer of all things. And by your stripes, we are healed. So, Lord, I just pray that as we go our separate ways until the next time and until the next recording, until the next drop, Lord, that you be with us and you work in us and you work through us and you work with us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Lord, and you help us willingly surrender these things unto you and at your feet. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Stay safe. Stay blessed. I love you, and Jesus loves you more. Peace out.